And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man who was sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. But the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not out of natural descent nor of human decision, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Good morning. My name is Kyle. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel, and it's my privilege over the next few minutes to just share with you a little bit about what Christmas is all about and what it could mean for your life and for mine. Now, when I think of Christmas, I think about light, whether it's candles or the lights on the outside of a house to the way we decorate a Christmas tree. I think lights are a big part of how we celebrate. I mean, we take it to the extreme that we would even shut down downtown Abbotsford for the lighting of a single tree. Christmas is about lights, but it's about more than the pretty lights to look at, but it's actually the story of light itself. The passage that I just read is from the Gospel of John. It's the writing of the account of Jesus' life by one of Jesus' closest friends. But he writes it in a little bit of a different way than the story that many of us are very familiar with, this Christmas story. We're more familiar with what Mikey had just shared with us, but this story is the same story. It's just that John chooses to emphasize something. He emphasizes who Jesus was and what he means for us. He wants to talk about a light that outshines all the rest. One that will glow warmer than the fireplace that we'll have on tonight. One that's brighter than all the neon lights on the tree at High Street. He talks about the light that outshines them all. He talks about Jesus. The light, this metaphor, light, it's used for Jesus all the time. And Jesus, as we'll see in just a couple moments, uses this metaphor to speak about himself because it paints for us a powerful picture of what he is, who he is, what he came to accomplish. Jesus came to bring light into a dark world. He's the light that brings hope to the hopeless. Jesus is God himself who created a world, came into that world which didn't recognize him, which rejected him, but he did it nevertheless so that we could have the opportunity to believe in him, to have hope, life, and light. As you've probably noticed, our world can be a little bit dark at times, can't it? We like to ignore this at Christmas time, you know, and Christmas time even our news gets a little bit brighter, and we sort of push to the side how dark the world is because we don't want to be depressed at Christmas. And I'm going to talk just for a couple minutes about darkness, not because I'm looking to sort of have this somber mood or to depress anyone, but because when there is darkness, we truly appreciate light a little bit more. The power outages that happened this week are a prime example of that, aren't they? Like many of you, my family, we had a lot planned for this week, and we went about our day until Thursday morning when the power went out. And so some of our activities got canceled, but we chose to make the best of it. And in the dark, we tried to do a number of activities. One was decorating cookies. Now, if you've ever tried to decorate cookies with two toddlers in the dark, you will know that you're going to have a lot of fun. It's a little bit of a madhouse, but let me warn you that when the lights come on, There is sprinkles and frosting everywhere. All right, we try to do it and enjoy and embrace the dark for what it is, but when the light comes back, there's that moment. At around 9:30 on Friday, after 33 hours without power, Amy and I were sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden the lights clicked on, the washing machine continued its cycle, and we lit up like kids who were looking at presents under a Christmas tree. There was this thrill. There was some sense of excitement in the air because there was light. But even the excitement that we get when our power is restored after a power outage for a relatively short amount of time, that all pales in comparison to when light enters our world. It all pales compared to the light that Jesus brings. The darkness that we live in, though, when we talk about that, sometimes we try to look for its source and wonder, but the reality is that the darkness is actually brought about because of us. Mankind and every one of us has brought hatred, injustice, greed, self-centeredness, immorality, and a whole lot more into the world by our attitudes and our actions. It's a worldwide problem. It's not limited to one person, one people group, one geographic location, but it's everywhere. It affects everyone, and everyone actually has to suffer because of it. And it doesn't matter how hard we try, we can never seem to find a solution. We go looking for them, of course, because no one likes sitting in the darkness, and so we try to find light. And even when we find what might be a temporary cure in a book or a study or a speaker that we hear, we find out that that cure is only temporary, and we keep on going about walking in the darkness. But there is a solution to darkness, isn't there? It's light. And that's why at Christmas we celebrate the light. We celebrate that God chose to send the one who is light into a dark world. Long before Jesus was ever born, though, God had given a message to his people through a number of messengers, and he promised them that you will have light. I will bring you light and hope to your darkness. But the people waited, and they wondered, and they questioned, God, when is this promise going to happen? When is this light going to go on? And they kept looking back at messages that they had received from God through people. And one of them, in particular, they held on to. And it was a message by a man named Isaiah that he brought. And it gave them a lot to hope for. In Isaiah chapter 9, in verses 2, and then in verse 6, we read that it says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned." And say that they were expecting that. And then he goes on and he says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Just a moment ago, Mikey shared with us a little bit of that story of God, how God had chosen a young woman named Mary who was engaged to a man named Joseph, and God chose her to bring about a son named Jesus. And Jesus would be God's light in the world. He came, in fact, to be Emmanuel. As Mikey told us, that is God with us. He wanted to be with us so that we could receive light in all the areas of our lives. I don't know about you, but I feel very thankful for that. I am so thankful that there can be light in all the areas of my life. Because as I think about it, there's a lot of areas in my life, and I'm sure in yours, where you can sense darkness starts to creep at different times. I mean, there's so many facets. We can talk, of course, spiritually when we talk about sin and rebellion, but we also talk about our emotional state, our mental state, our relationships. All of these facets, we can see darkness creep in at different times. And that can be a little bit of a scary thing. A lot of us are scared of the dark, whether we admit it or not. We might, you know, when it's time to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, we tiptoe or scurry really quickly down the hall. When we got to haul the garbage out, we do so quite quickly, and we run back into the house, slam the door, and lock the deadbolt. We're scared of the dark because we miss out on something, that light is more powerful than darkness. Light and darkness are opposites, but they are not equals. If you were to be in a room right now that was completely pitch black, and you were to strike a match and light a candle, what would happen? Light would appear. And quickly it would spread throughout the room so that you could actually make sense of where you were. You could see the objects that were around you. A little candle can light an entire room. This is because light is stronger than darkness. Light always wins over the dark. And so when we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate light, we're not just celebrating light in and of itself, but we're celebrating that light has victory over this world's darkness. When Isaiah spoke about that light, he said that a baby son would come. And that son would be a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And I find that incredible because those things, those categories of who he is, actually address all those different facets, the relational, the spiritual, the emotional, the mental areas where darkness can creep in. For instance, because he is a wonderful counselor, it meets some of our needs. Many of us, we go through our lives and we feel isolated and alone. But further than that, a lot of us, we feel directionless, purposeless. Maybe we search for it and try to find an answer for what it could mean for us. But when we allow Jesus to illuminate that part of our life, we see that he gives us direction and clarity. We're no longer alone, but we are with someone who counsels us, someone who is wise, who talks with us. There's a passage in Scripture that says the Word of God illuminates our path. So when we choose to follow Jesus, we see that he is there to give us counsel and wisdom, that he is there to guide us through the darkness. We, of course, talk about being in the dark spiritually. We're talking about being separated from God because of our sin, because of the rebellious things we do against God's perfect way and wishes. And the Bible tells us that we must pay a cost, a price because of that, and it's one that we cannot afford to pay. It says the wages of sin is death. However, God's not shy of that. It's not like that overwhelms him to a place that he can't deal with it, because he is a mighty God. He is a God who can prevail over sin and death. Jesus wasn't born in Bethlehem to live some normal life. He wasn't to just go about day to day and to live and die. But instead, he came to live a perfect life and die so that he could rise again to bring his light over the darkness of death. He willingly chose to lay down his life for us, so that if we choose to put our faith and trust in him, instead of being separated from him, we can be reconciled to him. It gives us hope for not just the present, but for the future. And then, of course, there's the darkness of relationships. For a lot of us, especially when it comes to Christmas time, relationally, we can feel in the dark. This Christmas season actually sometimes exaggerates how we feel. Whether it's because there is people in our lives who are no longer here, or perhaps it's because you have unfulfilled longings because of relationships that have been broken. We can often feel like something is missing. We can feel like we are all alone. But Jesus came to be God with us. He came to fill the void that we all have. Jesus said that if we choose to put our trust in him, we choose to follow him, that we actually get adopted into his family. Suddenly then, it doesn't matter if everyone else has abandoned us, because we have a God who is greater than everyone else to be in our lives, to be with us. A perfect Father who is full of love, one who sticks with us, who teaches us, who guides us, who helps us to be the people that we were made to be. And he will never abandon us. He doesn't lose his patience. He doesn't sort of walk away from us and leave us with another broken relationship, because he is an everlasting Father. And finally, for many of us, we can be mentally and emotionally in the dark. It's very easy to live our life in turmoil, to just have that upset and to never really find rest or peace. It can come in all sorts of different ways. It has stems from different sources, whether it's looking at the news, whether it's the different trials we go through with our family, with our coworkers, with our friends. Maybe it's because we're in an endless pursuit of happiness and we keep finding that everything we look for falls short. But whatever it is, God is there as the Prince of Peace to take what robs us of peace and provide us with peace. And he grants it to us in the midst of all sorts of trials and hardships. And there's nothing that we have to do to pursue after to suddenly receive it. We see in the Christmas story how God shows up unannounced in some ways to the people at the time until he is there. But he shows up and they didn't have to do anything for it. They just had to choose to receive it. Light leads to life in the most difficult of circumstances. God's life brings hope to us in all things. Over 2,000 years ago, the light arrived as a baby born to Mary. And today we're celebrating it. In this season, we're celebrating it because we celebrate that God cares enough to not leave us in the dark. He doesn't leave us in the dark relationally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. He is with us, and he wants to extend hope in all these things. And we can be confident in this. We don't have to worry and question, is this the next fix that will lead us short? Because we know the truth about light. The darkness cannot dim the light, but light will win over darkness. So if you are here today and you feel like there is no hope, or maybe you are discouraged by the darkness in your life or the world around you, I'd encourage you to look to Jesus. Jesus once said, he said, "I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." Christmas is that season that reminds us of this truth, that baby 2,000 years ago brought light into our world, so there is hope and life to be had by those of us who would believe in him. Jesus came so that every single one of us could freely receive that light to have within our lives. The Bible says that if we ask for the forgiveness of our rebellion and of our sin, that we will receive the forgiveness. That God is faithful and that he is good and he will provide for us in all things. If we choose to receive the light of Jesus, then his light, his life, his hope, his peace, and his love will start to live within us. So if you have yet to receive Jesus, I would encourage you not to let Christmas pass you by. Don't miss out on receiving the best thing that you can grab a hold of this season. But then the question for those of us is, what do we take if we already have our hope in Jesus? Well, my prayer for you today, over the next few days, is that you would remember the thrill of hope from when you first saw the light. That you would remember that Jesus willingly laid down his life for you and that it continues to grow. That light continues to permeate the dark areas of your life to bring you hope and joy, peace and comfort. And then I hope that as you go out here from today, every little light, whether it's on a Christmas tree or a candle that you light, whether it's the fireplace that you sit by, wherever it is, that light would become a reminder for you of the light that you have been given. And then would you be filled with the thrill of hope once again. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the fact that you have sent your Son to live for us, to die for us, so that we could receive your light. Lord, I just thank you that we get this opportunity to celebrate you, to sing about you, to talk to friends and neighbors about you. Lord, would you just continue to shine your light in the darkest of places? For those of us who are here today and we feel like life is hopeless, like there is no light, would you help us to catch a sight of yours? And would that begin to be something that we would reach out for and take into our own lives? God, I thank you that you are here. I thank you that you came to save. I thank you that you love us. We love you in response, and as we sing these next songs, would we be filled with a thrill of hope? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.